麦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是12月11日，星期三早上。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Chuan 跑步为我们继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》，Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila.Chapter
20,
the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami.
Today, we will continue to discuss the Chaitanya Jing, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第二十章。这一章的题目是主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatana Goswami.
We are broadcasting today from Sri Vrindavan Dham.
今天我是在 Sri Vrindavan Dham, Vrindavan 给大家讲课。
And your translator is translating from South India.
翻译现在是在南印度给大家翻译。
So we apologize if the recording is not excellently clear.
那如果说今天的这个录音非常不清楚的话，也请大家原谅。
So we are learning about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he meets Sanatana Goswami.
我们现在所讲到的逍遥时光是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sanatana Goswami 的相遇。
In chapter 19.We learn about Lord Chaitanya meeting with Sri Rupa Goswami.
在前面的一章，也就是第十九章，我们讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Rupa Goswami 的会面。
And after sending Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Varanasi, where he met with his brother Sanatana Goswami.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把 Rupa Goswami 送往 Vrindavan 之后。他又来到了 Varanasi， 那在那个地方呢，他就见到了 Rupa Goswami 的兄弟 Sanatana Goswami。
Lord Chaitanya spent 10 days instructing Rupa Goswami, and now he's going to spend 2 months in instructing Sanatana Goswami。
在此之前 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 用了十天的时间来教导 Rupa Goswami。那现在呢，他将用两个月的时间来指导 Sanatana Goswami。
Both brothers were highly placed in the Muslim government of that time.
那么这两兄弟呢，当时都在穆斯林的政府中担任高职。
But after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the first time, they decided.That he could no longer be separated from him.
但是呢，当他们两兄弟见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后，就觉得再也无法和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离了。
And we have to understand what it means that they cannot be separated from him.
那当我们说到他们再也无法和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离，我们要了解其中的深意。
Because each of us find ourselves in the same situation.
因为我们每一个人都会遇到一些境况。
And we each make adjustments in our lives, so we can always be in the association of the Supreme Lord.
那我们每一个人呢，都要在这个生活当中做出相应的一些调整， 让我们能够和至尊主能够有所连接。
And it is not because we cannot be separated from the Supreme Lord that we have the qualification to be with the Supreme Lord all the time.
那并不是说呢，当我们觉得和至尊主这个分离了。我们就可以和至尊主永远的在一起。Can you say that again? I didn't hear properly.
It means that association with the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees does not have to always be physical.
那也就是说呢，我们并不是说要总是和至尊主或者主的纯粹奉献者亲身的在一起。
Krishna consciousness means that the most important aspect of spirituality is to be Krishna conscious under any circumstance.
那 Krishna 知觉的核心就是在于，无论我们身处什么样的一种境况，都能够时时刻刻的和至尊主连接在一起。
Whether we are in direct association or whether we are separated by physical distance, Krishna consciousness always remains.
无论我们是直接的和至尊主或者主的纯粹奉献者在一起，还是相互的分离无法见面，那么无论在任何一种情况下 ，Krishna 知觉都不受任何的影响，也就是说，我们时时刻刻的和他们在一起。
So the two brothers could not be separated from Lord Chaitanya. I mean, they wanted to be constantly engaged in Lord Chaitanya's service.
那么这两兄弟呢，觉得他们和切塔尼亚马哈帕布无法分离，这样的一种情感说明了他们非常的渴望时时刻刻的为至尊主切塔尼亚马哈帕布做奉献服务。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 10 days with Rupa Goswami, and then he sent him away to Vrindavan.
那切塔尼亚马哈帕布和 Rupa Goswami。度过了10天的时间，然后就把 Rupa Goswami 送往了 Vrindavan.
And then they met again later in Jagannath Puri for a little time, and then again Rupa Goswami went back to Vrindavan.
那之后呢，他们又在 Jagannath Puri 小聚了一段时间，然后呢，Rupa Goswami 又回到了 Vrindavan.
So now Lord Chaitanya is going to spend time with Sanatan Goswami for 2 months.
那接下来呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就会和 Sanatan Goswami 度过2个月的时间，在他们会面之后，他会把 Sanatan Goswami 也送到 Vrindavan。
Srila Prabhupada used to say that he only met his spiritual master maybe 3 or 4 times.
那 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他曾经说过，他这一生当中可能和他的灵性导师只见过3-4次。
So,And each time was a very substantial exchange with his Guru Maharaj.
每一次他们的这个会面都是非常深刻的交流，在他和他的 Guru Maharaj 之间。
So we have to learn from these examples that when we are in the association of devotees, or in the association of the spiritual master, or in front of the deities, we should always make sure that these exchanges.
那我们就是要学会，无论是和奉献者在一起，还是跟我们的孤乳灵性导师在一起，还是在神像的这个面前，每一次的这个相聚，每一次所度过的这个时光，都是有实质性的意义的。
For example, now that I am in Vrindavan, I had all these plans to go to this place, to go to that place.
我举个例子，比如说我现在呢是身在这个文达文，那我之前有好多的这个计划，准备去到这个地方，去到那个地方。
But this is not the most important.
但是这些呢，其实还不是最重要的。
The most important was that I needed to find the association of very advanced devotees, and that became my priority.
那对我来说最重要的就是要找到那些奉献者们，能够找到和他们联谊的这个机会。对我来说，和这样的奉献者的联谊才是最珍贵的。
So by Krishna's mercy, the first week that I have been here, I have spent time with five very senior devotees.
那吉哲 Krishna 的这个仁慈，我非常幸运的，在我在这个 Vrindavan 的头几天，就遇到了五位或者是六位非常年长的资深的奉献者。
And I knew that each meeting was not going to last very long, so I made sure that the exchange was substantial.
那因为我知道每一次的相遇都是短暂的，所以呢，我就尽量的使每一次的这个会面都更加的有意义。
And now they all left, so now I can begin to apply everything that I heard from them in my service here in Vrindavan.
那现在呢，他们几个都已经相继离开 Vrindavan 了，所以呢，我现在就是一个人在这个 Vrindavan， 所以我就开始学习把之前和他们联谊的时候所聆听到的、学习到的这一切，都运用到我现在的在 Vrindavan 的服务之中。
So similarly, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they were able to reveal the meaning of Vrindavan because they had spent quality time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那为什么 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 有这种能力把 Vrindavan 的真正的意义揭示给世人呢？是因为他们在此之前和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都有非常实质性的、有着深刻意义的会面。
Therefore, we should know that Krishna is only revealed through the mercy of his devotees.
所以呢，我们就知道呢 ，Krishna 他只是通过他向我们揭示他自己呢，只有通过和纯粹的奉献者的这种联谊。
So from the moment that Rupa and Sanatan decided to give their life to Lord Chaitanya, there was no limitation to what they could do just to get his association.
那从 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 心中决定要把自己的生命和灵魂都托付给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那一刻开始，那么他们就在无时不刻的争取和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种有意义的这种联谊，这样的深度是无极无限的。
They gave up everything, and they had a lot. They gave everything up.
那么他们之前呢，他们拥有的很多，但是呢，从那一刻开始，他们就放弃了一切。
Position, family, wealth, situation, facilities, everything.
那无论是他们的地位、家庭、财富，还是他们所拥有的那些各方面的这个条件，各方面的这个便利，他们一概都放弃。
And they even risked their lives so they could get to Lord Chaitanya.
那他们改变了自己的生活，使自己能够和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 相聚。
So I want to discuss today something very important that we need to understand about Krishna consciousness.
那今天呢，我想谈一些就是对我自己觉得对于 Krishna 知觉非常有意义的要点。
Because oftentimes devotees do not understand the meaning of renunciation.
因为很多时候奉献者其实对于弃绝这两个字的意义并没有真正的了解。
We are not Rupa and Sanatan Goswami.
我们不是 Rupa和 Sanatan Goswami.
We are not Haridas Thakur.
我们也不是 Haridas Thakur.
Prabhupada told the devotees, do not try to imitate them. You cannot imitate them.
那 Prabhupada 曾经和他的门徒们一再地说，我们不要去模仿他们，他们是模仿不来的。
The idea of renunciation is not the external renunciation.It's a renunciation within our own heart that we are the center of attention.
理想的这种气绝并不是一种外在或者说表面的一种气绝，而是气绝内心中的一种妄念，也就是说以为自己是一切的关注的中心。
In the case of Rupa and Sanatan and the other Goswamis, there was both external renunciation and internal renunciation.
那么就这些 Goswami 们而言，无论是 Rupa Goswami、Sanatan Goswami 还是其他的 Goswami 们，他们是做到了内外两方面的起觉。
Each one of them renounced completely all material ties and also renounced.Internally, so they can dedicate themselves to the service of Radha and Krishna.
那么这些 Goswami 们，他们不仅在外在，他们斩断了所有的世俗物质的连接，做到了非常彻底的弃绝，而且呢，从内心深处，他们也是完全的做到了这个弃绝，这样他们才能够把全身心，把一切都奉献给对 Radha 和 Krishna 的奉献服务。
But these are very exceptional cases.
而这些呢，都是非常出类拔萃的典范。
Because Lord Chaitanya needed the six Goswamis so he could spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要通过六 Goswami 们把 Krishna 知觉传遍到全世界。
Now let's not forget that apart from a handful of sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 90% surrounded by householders.
那有一点我们不要忘记了，其实在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边，除了只是少数的几个 sannyasi 托钵僧之外，那么围绕着他的90%的追随者都是居士。
So, for example,all the followers of Lord Chaitanya in Navadvipa, Advaita Acharya, Srila Thakur, Lord Nityananda, they were all householders.
那举比如说呢，在 Navadvipa 像 Advaita Acharya, 然后 Srila Thakur, 还有主尼天南达，他们都是居士。
Sarvabhaumavata Acharya in Jagannathpuri was a householder.
而且呢，比如说像Jagannathpuri 的 Sarvabhaumavata Acharya。他也是一位标准的居士。
Ramananda Roy was a householder.
Ramananda Roy 也是居士。
And with these devotees, Lord Chaitanya relished the highest topic of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
而和他们在一起的这些时光当中 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也体验到了Radha 对 Radha 和 Krishna 的最高的这种爱的甘露。
So we should not be mistaken, as we need to renounce everything externally in order to make spiritual progress. That is the wrong concept.
所以说我们千万不要误解了，不要以为我们必须要弃绝外在的这个一切，我们才能够在 Krishna 知觉当中得到这个进步，这完全是一个误区。
In any ashram, in any vana.Everything can be utilized in Krishna's service.
无论是身在哪一个 ashram 里面，在身在哪一个 varna， 也就是无论你身处任何一个社会阶层，或者在人生的任何一个灵性的这个阶段，都是可以致力于为 Krishna 的奉献服务的。
And Srila Prabhupada was the best example of it.
在这方面 ，Srila Prabhupada 就是最杰出的代表。
Even though he was a sannyasi,
虽然后来他也成为一位 sannyasi 托钵僧
he used everything in Krishna's service.
他当时已经是一位托钵僧，但是他却把所有的一切都用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
If you were to make a list of all the assets that belong to ISKCON today, and ISKCON means Prabhupada.Prabhupada is one of the wealthiest person in the world.
如果我们今天来纵观一下 Srila Prabhupada 离开后留给 ISKCON 的位于世界各地的这些财产，那么 ISKCON 就意味着就是 Srila Prabhupada 是没有区别的。 那如果从这个角度来看，财富的角度来看，施拉帕帕他也是世界上的首富之一。
But everything is used in Krishna's service.
但是他把所有的一切都用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
So with Rupa and Sanatana and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted both external and internal renunciation.
那么对于 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 来而言的话 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要求的是内在和外在的完全的取决
And we can see that Sanatana Goswami when he managed to escape from the jail he got rid of all his very luxurious clothing
那当这个 Sanatana Goswami就是逃出监狱的时候，他把他很多的那些非常昂贵的服装这些衣服，奢华的这些衣服也完全的都放弃了。
And he had 7 gold coins, and he got rid of that also.
最后他只留下了7个金币，但是即便是这七个金币，他最后也完全的放弃了。
Then his servant, he had 1 gold coin. And Sanatana Goswami says, take that gold coin and go back to your home.
然后他的这个仆人伊莎身上还有一个金币。那 Sanatana Goswami 知道了之后就对他说，那你还是带着这个金币就回家去吧。
Then he met his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law was a very wealthy man, and he wanted to give him some very nice clothes to wear.So he can look like a gentleman.
那么后来他就遇到了他的这个姐夫。那他呢，就是他的姐夫就给了他一件非常昂贵的一件很像样的衣服，希望他能够穿上这些衣服上，那可以衣冠比较的整齐整洁，那能够像一个像样的绅士。
So when Sanatana Goswami heard that, he wanted to leave within a moment.
但是呢，当 Sanatana Goswami 听说了这个意图之后，他立刻就想离开。他在那一分钟也不愿意再待了。
So then Sanatana Goswami arrives in Varanasi, and he is waiting by the door. And Lord Chaitanya's servant thinks that he is just a Muslim beggar.
那后来呢 ，Sanatana Goswami 就来到了 Varanasi， 然后他就站在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的门外。当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仆人开了门，看见他的时候，还以为只是一个普普通通的穆斯林乞丐。
And when Lord Chaitanya met Sanatana Goswami, he did not look at him externally. He looked at his attitude of surrender, what he went through.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，亲眼见到 Sanatana Goswami 的时候，他完全就忽略了他外在的这个样子，因为在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个眼里，他只看到了Sanatana Goswami 历经了千辛万苦来到他的跟前，全身心的向他皈依的那颗真诚的心。
And Lord Chaitanya embraced him.And felt ecstatic symptoms of love just by touching Sanatana Goswami.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 紧紧地拥抱了 Sanatana Goswami， 那出于一种强烈的这种狂喜之情，他就只是碰到了 Sanatana Goswami 的身体，他就完全地陷入在这种狂喜之中了。
Because of the sacrifice that he made in order to show.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the most important thing in his life is to get the mercy of the spiritual master.
那么是 Sanatana Goswami 呢，他历经了所有的这个艰险，放弃了一切，只是为了能够和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起。所以呢，在这一点呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到了他的这颗皈依的心。所以说，在这个灵性的生活当中，最重要的。就是向灵性导师的皈依。
And this reminds me of a story, a true story that happened between Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, Tamakrishna Goswami.
那么这个例子你也让我联想到了，Srila Prabhupada 和他的 门徒 Tamakrishna Goswami 之间的故事。
Who took sannyas from Srila Prabhupada in Jaipur in 1972.
Tamakrishna Goswami 是在1972年的时候在 Jaipur 向从这个Srila Prabhupada 那里获得了 sannyasi 陀钵僧的启迪。
And after taking sannyas, Tamakrishna Goswami wanted to just travel on his own.And go all over India and just preach Krishna consciousness.
那么当从 Srila Prabhupada 那里接受了 sannyasi 启迪，成为一位托钵僧之后，Tamakrishna Goswami 呢，当时只有一个心愿，就是想孤身的云游印度各地，去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So he went traveling for a few months and he did many public programs which were very successful.
那当时呢，他就在印度旅行了几个月。而且呢，也举行了一些非常重大的一些公共的节日，一些节目、一些活动，而且取得了非常大的成功。
And then he went to meet Prabhupada in Bombay.
后来呢，他就到了这个孟买去见识了 Prabhupada.
So he was seeing Prabhupada for the first time after taking sannyas.
这个是他记。成为托钵僧之后，第一次见到是了 Prabhupada。
And Prabhupada asked him to come into the room and close the door.
那是了 Prabhupada 就让他进到自己的房间，让他把这个门关上。
And Prabhupada embraced Tamakrishna Goswami.
是了 Prabhupada 就紧紧地拥抱了 Tamakrishna Goswami。
And then he says, "Now tell me everything. How is your preaching?"
然后呢，拥抱了 Tamakrishna Goswami 之后，舒拉帕帕就说：“那现在呢，你就把情况都告诉我吧，你的这个传教的这个活动进行的怎样？”
So this is what a disciple should aspire for.
那么这就是一个门徒应当唯一拥有的愿望。
Please the spiritual master and to please Lord Chaitanya with dedication.
也就是用一种100%的奉献去致力于为自己的灵性导师和至尊主 Krishna 的服务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that because you are so Krishna conscious, wherever you go, that place becomes a place of pilgrimage.
那么齐坦尼亚马哈帕布呢就对萨拉坦格斯瓦米说，因为你的 Krishna 知觉是那么的强烈，所以无论你走到哪里，哪里就是朝圣之地。
And he is praising Sanatan Goswami by telling him that how merciful Krishna is towards him.
然后呢他就告诉萨拉坦格斯瓦米说主 Krishna 对他有多么的仁慈，以此来赞美萨拉坦格斯瓦米。
And Sanatan Goswami replied, I don't even know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have managed to free myself from prison.
那么萨拉坦格斯瓦米说呢我并不知道 Krishna 有多么的荣耀，我只知道我想方设法的从监狱里逃出来了。
And all I know is that I was released from prison by your mercy.
我只知道是因为您的这个仁慈，我才能够离开监狱。
This is another wonderful attitude. Just like Prabhupada once said, I do not know who is Krishna, but I know my Guru Maharaj.
这也是非常美好的一种心态，就好比说 Srila Prabhupada 经常说到，其实我对 Krishna 并不了解，一无所知，我只了解我的灵性导师。
So here Sanatana Goswami says the same thing, I do not know Krishna, but I know I got your mercy.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢在这里所表达的也是同样的一个意思，他的意思就是说他对于 Krishna 是一无所知，并不了解，但是呢，他所获得的一切都是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈所致。
So then Lord Chaitanya asked Sanatana Goswami to tell him the story. How did you manage to be free? So Sanatana Goswami told him the whole story.
那接下来请他念马哈帕布就问 Sanatana Goswami 说他是怎么样获得自由的。这样呢 Sanatana Goswami 就把那个事情的来龙去脉都讲给了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听。
But Lord Chaitanya already know everything, so he knew exactly, he just wanted to hear it directly from his devotee.
那其实 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 早已有所知，但是呢他现在只不过是想从他的纯粹的奉献者那里亲口的再一次听到这个事情的经过。
And then Lord Chaitanya told him that he met with his two brothers, Anupam,
那接下来Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就告诉 Sanatana Goswami 说他见到了他的两兄弟，一个是 Anupam， 还有一个就是 Rupa Goswami， 他已经把他们两个都送往了 Vrindavan。
So now you can just see the picture. Lord Chaitanya looks, he's a young sannyasi, he's only wearing a longi and he has no kota, he'sBeautifully shaved, and he is very, very clean. And Sanatana Goswami, he's got long hair, he's got a beard, he's got dirty clothes, dirty feet. He's been traveling through the forest. It's quite a contrast there.
所以你可以想象一下当时他们会面的时候的这样的一个画面，就是其他两马哈婆布呢是一位非常英俊的年轻的 sannyasi， 他剃光了这个头，然后呢。他穿着洁净的这个 kota， no kota， right？ Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， yeah， yes yes， right right， 就是他是个 sannyasi， 他只是穿着 sannyasi 的这个僧袍，然后身上也没有穿什么的 kota 这样子的一些上衣，然后非常非常的干净，散发着这种光芒。而这个 Sanatana Goswami 因为刚刚越了狱，然后又翻山越岭千辛万苦来到 Varanasi 见了这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 所以呢他留着长发，然后这长发都缠结在一起很脏，然后胡子也很长，身上衣衫褴褛的，然后光着脚，身上都是这个一路风尘。所以说你可以想象一下他们两个在一起的这个画面是形成了非常巨大的这个反差。
So he told Sanatana Goswami, now you go and shave up.
所以呢，于是呢，这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sanatana Goswami 说，那你现在先去把这个头发剃干净了。
And it's very, very similar. Srila Prabhupada talks about it in that chapter.It's very similar to what Prabhupada did when the hippies came to see him.
那当时呢，这个Srila Prabhupada在这个要旨当中写到，当时他们俩之间会面的这种情形和他自己本人当时第一次见到那些嬉皮士是非常的相似的。
The hippies had long hair, they had a beard, they had dirty clothes, they never took baths.
那当时那些嬉皮士也是这样的类似一个模样，就是头发非常长，胡子也很长，穿着破衣烂衫，脏兮兮的，也从来不洗澡。他们见到奉献。那当时那些嬉皮士来见奉献者，然后就是这身模样来见奉献者，然后吃一些那个哈拉瓦，然后吃饱了，吃完了之后，奉献者就把他们带到那个浴室里面去，把他们的头发都剃干净了，然后又好好的把他们洗了澡，穿上干净的这个衣服。然后就这么一瞬之间，这些嬉皮士就都变成了奉献者了。
So, Sanatana Goswami was also asked to get rid of his clothes, not just to shave, but also get rid of his clothes.
那些嬉皮士当时的这些脏衣服也都被扔掉了。那 Sanatana Goswami 呢，在这里呢，他也是把这个脏的这个衣服给扔掉了。
So, he asked Chandrasekhar to take taking to the Ganges to make sure he takes a bath. He first he shaves up and takes a bath in the Ganges. And then Chandra Shekhar was thinking, you know, he's so close to Lord Chaitanya, I have to make sure that he dresses very nicely.
Sanatan Goswami was not asked to throw away the dirty clothes, but just to shave up, right?
Yeah, but Lord Chaitanya wanted him to throw away his clothes, but Chandra Shekhar did not understand that.
Oh, 那就是说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 想让 Sanatan Goswami 把之前的那些脏衣服给扔掉了。那 Chandrasekhar 呢他还不是很明白，他呢被命令说把这个 Sanatan Goswami 带到河里去沐浴，去洗干净。那 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 觉得 Sanatan 他要见这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这么尊贵的人呢，他应当穿得非常得体，非常干净。
So Chandra Shekhar was thinking, okay, I will take him to the Ganges, I will get him shaved up, he will take a bath, and then I will give him some nice clothes to wear.
那么 Chandra Shekhar Prabhu 呢，他就 Chandra Shekhar 呢 那 Chandra Shekhar 呢，他就把这个Sanatan Goswami 带到这个河里面去沐浴了，然后剃了头发，剃了胡子，然后他觉得应该把这个 Sanatan Goswami 让他穿上非常得体的像样的这个衣服，这样去见Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 比较好。
So Sanatan Goswami shaved up, took a bath, but he refused to wear the new clothes.
那 Sanatan Goswami 呢，他就把头给剃干净了，然后也到河里面去沐浴，但是呢他洗干净了之后却不愿意穿上新的衣服。
So when Lord Chaitanya found out that Sanatan Goswami didn't want to wear new clothes, he was so happy that he is not materially attached.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听说 Sanatan Goswami 呢，根本就不想穿上这些新的衣服，听到这一切，他心里是非常的高兴的，因为他能够看出 Sanatan Goswami 没有一丝一毫的物质依附。
So.Then they went to see Lord Chaitanya and they had prasadam together.
然后呢，这个 Chandra Shekhar 就跟 Sanatan Goswami 去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后他们一起午餐。
But Sanatan Goswami did not go for prasadam. He had other things to do.
But you just said that they went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and
yeah, that was Chandra Shekhar and Tapatmishra. Sorry.
就是。就是 Chandra Shekhar 和 Tapamishra 他们两个人去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起午餐了，但是 Sanatan Goswami 却不想去，他还有别的事情要做。
So then Tapamishra asked Sanatan Goswami, why don't you want to wear the new clothes?
那 Tapamishra 就非常奇怪的问，就是觉得很好奇的，就是问 Sanatan Goswami，为什么你不愿意穿上新的干净的衣服呢？
He said, if you want to give me anything, just give me something old. I don't want to wear anything new.
那 Sanatan Goswami 他说呢，我不想要新衣服。如果你非得要给我一些衣服穿的话，就给我旧的就好了。
So, Tapamishra gave him a very old dhoti.
那 Tapamishra 嘛就给了他一件非常旧的 dhoti。
Sanatan Goswami took the dhoti and he tore it into two pieces to make underwears.
那这个 Sanatan Goswami 接过这个 dhoti 旧的这个 dhoti 之后，他就把它撕开了，然后拿那个布就给做着这个贴身的衣服，就是内衣。
So basically, he was preparing himself to become a sannyasi.
所以呢，就是。他当时其实已经下定了这个决心，要做一个 sannyasi 托钵僧。
Then he was invited by another devotee to take prasadam at his home, and he refused.
后来又有一个奉献者邀请他到家里面和他一起荣耀 prasadam， 但是他也婉言谢绝了。
He said, "I don't accept invitation. I follow the principle of madhukari. Madhukari means."Going door to door to beg for food.
那么他说呢，我不接受这样的这个邀请， 我遵照的这个原则是 Madikari 的原则，就是说，就是挨家逐户的乞讨化缘。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy that he did not want to hold the new clothes, that he only wore the scorpions, and that he didn't want to accept luxurious food in people's homes.
那么当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到了 Sanatha Goswami 所做的这一切，首先是他不愿意接受这个新的这个衣服，然后他又心甘情愿的去挨家挨户的去乞讨为生，他也不愿意接受那些丰盛的这个午餐的邀请，然后身上呢只穿着这个最贴身的这个内衣这个 coping， 所以他的其他的马哈帕布听说之后非常高兴。但是萨拉坦果苏阿米呢身上还披着那一件披肩。
Lord Chaitanya kept looking at that blanket, and Sanatana Goswami understood Lord Chaitanya is not happy with me.
那 Sanatana Goswami 因为身上还披着那件比较昂贵的这个披肩，或者说那毛毡吧，那个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就一直的去看那件毛毡，所以呢 ，Sanatana Goswami 就明白了，他连这件东西也应当放弃才对。
So Sanatana Goswami understood.He has to get rid of that blanket.
那 Sanatana Goswami 他就明白了，这样的这件披肩他也应当是放弃的。
So he went to the bank of the Ganges, and there was one man washing clothes, and he says, "Please take my blanket and give me an old cloth."
然后呢，就是他就到了恒河边，当时恒河边有一个人正在洗衣服，所以 Sanatana Goswami 就把他这件昂贵的这个。披肩给了这个对方，跟他说，我给你换你手里的那件旧衣服。
And the washerman could not believe it because Sanatana Goswami looked like a gentleman, and he could not believe. He said, "You are joking with me." He said, "No, I'm not joking. Take my blanket and just give me an old cloth."
然后呢，就是。当时那个洗衣服的人简直不敢相信自己的耳朵，因为他打量之下觉得这个 Sanatana Goswami 是一位非常得体的这个绅士，他怎么可能会把自己这么好的这个毯子给了他，然后要一件旧衣服呢？但是呢 Sanatana Goswami 却一再的这个坚持要去换他的这个旧衣服。
So he went back to see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya told him,Oh, what happened to your blanket?
那么然后他折返了去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说，哦，你的那个毛毡到了哪里去了？
He said, I give it up. I don't need it.
然后他说呢，我已经给人了，我不需要。
So Lord Chaitanya told him, actually,Krishna is very merciful. He has removed every single one of your material attachment. There is nothing left.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他说，实际上 Krishna 对你极其的这个仁慈，他已经把你所有的物质的这个衣服都清除的一干二净，你是真的一无所有了，完全的没有丝毫的衣服了。
Then he says, "Why would Krishna allow you to even keep one little attachment?"
然后接着他又问，Krishna 怎么可能让你再保留最后的那一丝物质衣服呢？
And he gives the analogy. He said, "When the doctor will cure you from a disease, why would he leave any symptoms of the disease? He will take the disease away completely."
那接着他又举了一个例子，就比如说医生要是给你看病的话，肯定都要把你的这个疾患完全的根除，为什么他还要留一个尾呢？
So, what do we understand by this pastime?
那么从这一段逍遥时光里面，我们能够理解到什么呢？
We understand that ultimately Krishna wants everything.
我们知道呢，从终极而言 ，Krishna 他其实要拿走我们的一切。Krishna wants everything from us, take away everything.
Yes, Krishna wants everything from the devotee.
其实呢 ，Krishna 他是想让奉献者把一切都放弃。
And this is called Sharanagati.
这个就叫 Sharanagati。
Sharanagati is made of two words, Sharana and Gati.
就是 Sharanagati。是两个字组成的，一个是 Sharana， 一个是 Gati。
So Gati means the goal, and Sharana means to give up, to surrender.
Gati means goal.
Yes.
Gati, you mean goals like things that you want to attain?
Yeah, a goal. G-O-A-L.
Gati 的意思呢，就是说是目标。Sharanagati 的意思就是要完全的放弃这任何的这个目标。
So the ultimate goal 目标 is to surrender everything to Krishna.
所以终极的这个目标呢，是把就是对 Krishna 的全然的皈依。这个是终极的目标。那 Krishna 为什么要我们这样做呢？是出于什么样的一个理由呢？
Krishna satisfies everyone's material desires. He says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 他是可以满足每一个人的物质欲望的，在《薄伽梵歌》里他也提到了这一点。
So why would he want to take everything away from his devotees?
但是他为什么又要把奉献者的所有的这些拥有给完全的去除干净呢？都拿走呢
？In our own development of Krishna consciousness, this is actually what we fear the most.
在我们 Krishna 知觉的这个进步的这个过程当中，实际上这也是我们最恐惧的，也就是说要把一切都交给 Krishna， 一切都失去，这一点呢？让我们的心里非常的不安。
We fear that Krishna will take everything away. We want Krishna, but we have conditions. We want to keep the blanket on our shoulders.
我们特别的怕 Krishna 把我们的一切都拿走，然后一点儿都不留。我们既想要 Krishna， 但是呢又不愿意这个放弃。我们肩上的那个毛毯呢，还是死死的抓住不放，不愿意放弃。
Because we are not conscious of Krishna's opulence and Krishna's position.
其实是因为我们对 Krishna 的地位、对 Krishna 的富裕还没有觉知。
And later on, Lord Chaitanya will begin his instruction to Sanatana Goswami by giving the example of the astrologer.
那之后呢，吉坦尼亚马哈帕布会进一步的去教导 Sanatana Goswami， 他就举了这个。一个星象师的例子。
A young man went to see the astrologer, and the astrologer told him, "Your father was a very wealthy man, but he has been hiding that wealth. Now you have to go and discover it."
那有一个年轻人去找一个星象师，星象师经过测算呢，就说你的父亲留给你一大笔的这个财富，但是这个财富你必须亲自去找，亲自去挖掘。
So the reason why Krishna wants to take everything from us, and when you look at everything, actually it's insignificant compared to what Krishna wants to give us in return.
那为什么 Krishna 要把我们的一切都拿走呢？那是因为其实我们现在所谓的这些拥有，其实和 Krishna 他的富裕和 Krishna 想要给我们的一切而言。这种相比而言的话，真的是微不足道的。
So Krishna took away Sanatana Goswami's position, wealth, his family, his clothes, his position, everything took away. There's nothing left. Now he can surrender.
所以呢，是且参加马哈帕布呢，就是把这个 Sanatana Goswami 的一切都拿走了。包括他在社会上的那个很高的这个地位，他的家庭，他的衣服，他的财富等等，一丝不留啊。那么当 Sanatana Goswami 这一切都完全放弃之后，完全没有了之后，他就能够彻彻底底的向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 皈依。
So But what does Sanatana Goswami get in return? He gets the whole spiritual world, and he gets the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. And that has no price.
那 Sanatana Goswami 放弃了一切，但是呢，最终他又获得了什么？他拥有的是整个的灵性世界，他拥有的 是全部的 Krishna 知觉的甘美，而这一切呢，是无价之宝。
This is the case for Sanatana Goswami, but it's exactly the same situation for us.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢？他所身上发生的就是这一切。但是同样的，其实我们也是一样的。
We can have a fancy car, we can have a nice apartment, we can have money in the bank, we can dress very nicely, but nothing belongs to us. Everything is 100%. For Krishna's service and Krishna's pleasure.
那么我们可能表面上拥有了很多，比如说有非常漂亮的房子，一辆豪华的车，然后穿着非常漂亮的这个衣服，然后还有好多的钱在银行里待着，但是呢，所有的这一切没有一样是真正的属于我们的，一切都是属于 Krishna 的，我们。要做的就是都拿来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that you're going door to door to practice Madhukari to beg food. But if you beg from door to door wearing a very fancy blanket, you become a joke for the public.
那么就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sanatana Goswami 说呢，你现在想做这个 Madhukari 这个挨家挨户的这个求乞化缘的事儿，但是你现在身上却披着一件这么昂贵的惹人注目的毛毯，那你这样不是会被沦为众人的笑柄吗？
Okay, it's Madhukari.
这是 Madhukari.
Madhu is the bees. The bees go from flower to flower to get the honey.
那就是这个 Madhu 就是那个黄蜂，大黄蜂，它从一个花丛到另外一个花丛去吸蜜，所以说呢，就把这个乞讨也是比喻成为 Madhukari， 就像是蜜蜂一样的，从这个一朵花飞到另外一朵花去要花蜜。
Now, psychologically and sociologically, we have to look at this matter very carefully.
那么无论是从心理学的角度还是社会学的角度呢，我们都要更加抱着一种比较谨慎的态度深入的去看这个例子。
Because what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to achieve here, what he's actually achieving, he wants to bring Sanatana Goswami to a position where he is completely ready to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu其实他所安排的这一切，他只是想达到一个目的，让Sanatana Goswami 完全做好了一个心态上的这个准备，能够去专注的去聆听即将到来的Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他的教导。
So he is completely focused 100% with no distractions.
那么这个时候呢 Sanatana Goswami 就可以全然的这个专注心无旁骛。
Okay, let's say for example you go and listen to a lecture.
我们再举一个例子。
A senior devotee is giving a lecture or giving a seminar.
我们举一个例子，比如说一个非常资深的奉献者在做一个课程，在讲有一个演讲，那么你呢要去听课。
And you go to the seminar, driving your car. You got to park your car in the car park.
那你开着你的这个好车去听课了。首先你得找到一个停车场，要把你的这个车放好。
And you are in the middle of running a business.
而且呢，你还有一个生意要经营。
And you've got two expensive phones in your pockets.
口袋里面还放了两部非常昂贵的手机。
And you have a wallet.
还有钱包。然后呢，你的这幼儿园里还有你的孩子，你要把你的这个母亲呢，还要送到这个医院里边去。
Now, how much would you be able to concentrate on hearing the senior deputy speaker transfer?
那在这种情况下面，你还有多少的这个专注度可以去专心的去聆听这位资深的奉献者来讲 Shastra 来讲经典呢？
Now, when everything is taken away from you, you are available, you can hear.
当你一无所有的时候呢，你就可以做好一个充分的这个准备，你随时都可以去全身心的专注的去聆听。
Was not just going to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a lecture. He was going to learn, and he was going to be empowered.
那对于 Sanatana Goswami 来说，他不是普普通通的去 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里去听一堂课而已，他是去那儿去求教的，而且呢，他还要获得这 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的赋予他的这个全部的这个力量、能量。
Sanatana Swami became qualified and empowered to inquire from Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，这样的 Sanatana Goswami 他才有了完全的这个资格去获得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所赋予他的这个力量，然后他才能够去全神贯注的去聆听。
So Krishna Swami now mentioned that previously.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy spiritual questions.
那这个 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就是作者就在这里讲到了，在此之前 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 曾经向 Ramananda Roy 询问有关灵性的话题。
Do you remember
what
Chaitanya went to India and Ramananda Roy, and Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, "What is the goal of life?"
那大家应该还记得，就是之前 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他到南印度去旅行，然后在那里呢见到了 Ramananda Roy， 所以他就询问 Ramananda Roy 人生的意义是什么，生命的目标是什么。
Ramananda Roy answered the question of Lord Chaitanya up until the moment that Chaitanya was fully satisfied.
那这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就这样一路的追问，那个 Ramananda Roy 呢，就一步一步的去回答Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的问题，直到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 完全的心满意足。
So now it's opposite. Sanatana Goswami will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questions about the absolute truth.
那现在呢，就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sanatana Goswami 的会面当中，这个角色就互换了，就是 Sanatana Goswami 现在来询问 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有关绝对真理的知识。
And Lord Chaitanya sees questions in a very similar way that he did with Rupa Goswami by giving general information about the preliminary knowledge about Krishna consciousness,
and then he's going to go all the way to the highest level. 那么之前 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也给 Rupa Goswami 讲述了有关绝对真理的这个知识。那么以同样的这个方式，他也在对 Sanatana Goswami 的这个教导当中，他也就从 Krishna 知觉的最基础的这个起步开始，一直讲到最高的这个顶点。在整个的这个过程就完全的都覆盖到
了。
Sanatana Goswami 向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 顶拜，他将 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花烛赐予自己的心上， 向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提出问题。
He put a straw in his mouth.
他就是口衔甘草。
Which is exactly the same thing that he did the very first time as put to put straw in his mouth.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢？这次他也是口衔甘草，就像是他第一次见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那样。时间加的甘草。
What is the meaning of putting like it is mentioned, putting a straw in your mouth?
那么把这个草衔在口中，这里有什么样的深意呢
？Putting a straw in your mouth. When you have a straw in your mouth, you cannot speak anymore. All you have to do is listen.
当你口中衔着草的时候，你就再也不能张口说话了，所以你就会静静的去聆听。
So by putting straw in his mouth, Sanatana Goswami fell down, and basically that meant now I am here to listen to you.
所以呢 ，Sanatana Goswami 啊，他也是以这样的一个标志性的这样一个动作。来表达他已经做好了静心倾听的这个准备，就是在口中衔上甘草。
So this is the attitude and the method for hearing from the spiritual authorities with a straw in the mouth.
所以，当我们去从这个灵性的权威那里去聆听的时候呢，我们就要有这样的一种心态。就是把这个草衔在口中，这个时候就是完全的洗耳恭听。
Just as when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by his spiritual master Ishvara Puri, his spiritual master said, "You are a fool. You do not understand anything. Just chant Hare Krishna."
那就好像是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在向他的灵性导师 Ishvara Puri 那里接受启迪的时候，他的灵性导师对他说：“其实你是头号的傻瓜，你什么都不懂，你要做的只是去唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。”
The point is, we may not be fool, we may understand everything, but in front of the guru, we know nothing.
这里的这个关键在于，也不是说我们真的就是一无所知，什么都不懂。但是当我们来到了我们的灵性导师的跟前的时候，我们就是什么都不懂的，就应当有这样的一种心态。
So this should be our attitude.
所以呢，我们就应当秉持着这样的一种心态。
Okay, we'll stop here because in the next lecture, Sanatana Goswami will begin to ask his questions.
那我们今天的这个讲课就到这里了。从下一堂课开始，我们呢就要开始讲 Sanatana Goswami 是如何提问的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Sanatana Goswami ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Dasha Neshiyatra ki jai.
Jai.
Om Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. 好，麦昆特之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的讲课就到这里结束了。那同样的，今天的课是一个提前的录音，所以如果有大家有什么问题的话，请发给主持人，我们下一周的时候再来回复。感谢大家的聆听，祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna， 下周同一时间再见。